Excuse me, Protic Mate.
Okay.
The nice pictures.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here for the concept design meeting. So we will first start by summarizing the previous meeting and the decision we've taken. I will take notes during this meeting so that you can look at my folder to see the summary of this meeting afterwards. So each of you will show us the various investigations they've done during previous hours. We'll then take decision on concept, and then we will define the next task to have to be done before the next meeting. So last time we decided to have a simple interface. We also decided to have a wheel to change channel, preview channel button, channel digits. Buttons should be protected by plastic cover or something for the remote control to look very simple. We have also button for volume and to switch on and off the TV. We have also the lightning feature for the remote control to be easy to find. And for fast development and low cost, we have decided to have no LCD, no voice features. So now we'll have three presentations. So the conceptual specification by industrial designer, the specification of the UI by or
Abdul Al Hazred is my name.
Okay. And the last point is trend watching by market expert. So maybe we can start with industrial design. So this is the presentation
idea.
Maybe I can switch slide on your request.
I only have three slides, so I just look at the just these on some web pages.
Yeah.
Find some documentation, and I think the remote control is, as I mentioned previously, you just have a very simple chip, and the user interface is just done usually by push button, and in our case we are using a wheel control. So I was looking basically for that chip, which is a very standard, and I just look for the wheel sensor and the standard push button, and we can change the clip. In fact, I have the number of that element, which is very standard for remote control. The push buttons are usually extremely cheap, but I just have one problem. This is related with the wheel sensor, which seems to be quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think if we could just talk about that, if we really need a wheel sensor, or if we cannot, if we can combine something with a push button.
Okay.
Yeah.
A wheel sensor is 50 times the price of a push button.
But
mm.
Is it a significant price on the world remote control? Because we can afford up to 12 euros for the price of the remote control.
Yeah.
So we'll this with including all possible things, so buttons, wheel, and the chip, be lower than 12 euros to produce.
But I don't think that we should talk about the design of the box. So
okay.
Also have to say, did you receive the email about the voice recognition?
Not so.
No.
you received something?
Yeah, we have an email from the manufacturing division that they have basically a voice recognition chip already developed. Says, yeah, it says that right now they just use it to record the answers to particular questions, but I guess
and
it could
be adapted.
I guess it's possible. I mean, instead of recording answers, you can just record something simpler, like
okay,
a command.
Okay, and you can recognize some commands?
Yeah, you recognize commands, you can record new commands and stuff. So, if they already have it as a chip,
yeah,
you could use it.
Okay, maybe we can just listen to this presentation and then take decision later.
Okay.
On according
yeah.
to those news.
But I think it's, yeah, sorry, I haven't written my personal reference. I just want to mention the problem of the wheel sensor, which is much more expensive than any push button.
Okay.
If we could reduce that,
mm-hmm.
we have already some good things with the backlight of the push button.
I have a question about that actually. What is the purpose of the light?
Just to make something which is slightly more designed that square box.
You can easily find the button
but
in the dark also.
But in the dark, yeah, but is it going to be always turned on, the light?
It will be turned on when the user moves the remote control, I think.
But if you move it, then you have it, you don't need to find
it.
You can see the buttons better, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
But if you move it, then you have to have some sensor to when you move it to detect that you are moving it.
As soon as you start to move the remote control, you have the light.
Yeah, but you need another sensor for that, right?
Yeah, again.
You know it's expensive.
I don't think that this is really expensive, but
okay.
At the end, this is plenty of.
Extra.
Cheap
yeah, okay.
Devices, but the bill starts to be.
Yeah, but I expected also the wheel to be cheap, but you tell me that it's very expensive, so. Yeah.
First of all, I was thinking to have a continuous light, and you, when you press the on button, you have the light on your remote control.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to turn off the
but
device.
It can be battery consuming, no? Have the light always on. Well, we'll discuss that after, maybe.
Okay, so my one is it should be in the shared folder.
Yeah.
It was last time I saw it.
And it is.
Okay. So,
okay.
Just move to the next slide. So basically, we want very simple, right? That's a major idea, as simple as possible.
Yeah.
So I just looked at some current designs on the web of usually more complicated remote controls, and I selected two of them because even though they have many buttons, they look quite simple. And in our case, we just reject the buttons that we don't need,
yeah.
And it becomes even simpler. So
and also, does it fit well in hand? Because it was the wrist problem.
Well, these remotes are quite big. So go to the next page. So they have all these buttons as you can see, but most of them we just need the ones in the middle.
Yeah.
So from the bottom where there's the the numbers and then the top until the channel. So this middle part,
yeah.
And on the left one it's exactly the same. So it's basically more or less. How we like it with the big volume control, big channel control, mute and power. Yeah,
yeah.
This is the basic thing.
So it's only the central part.
So basically, something that we will build will look more or less the same as these two.
Yeah, with maybe a more economic design. On the
yeah, if we have, for example, I think that the volume and the buttons that are there on the top are not very easy to reach with your thumb. It
yeah.
could be on the right side, for example.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we don't have these input buttons and this other stuff that they have. And I think that the plastic cover is not very good idea because you open it, it can break, it can do various things.
Okay.
You just need to put the channel numbers somewhere a bit out of the way.
Okay.
So that they are separated a bit, yeah.
Okay.
And it's easy to press the other, the big buttons, but it should not be difficult to press the channel buttons either. Mm. Yeah, I think if you put the cover, it will be even more difficult for the user.
Okay.
I mean, you won't, yeah. Usually what I have noticed is that people put a plastic cover on things that you normally don't mess with, like buttons for tuning the channels and stuff like that. Yeah, that you want to protect a bit. And I think it's reasonable.
Okay.
So I don't think. Yeah, this is just the wheel. We could use the some wheels can be pushed down. We could use the push down of the wheel for the recoil if we want.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just basically use one just wheel, and a user could use just the wheel to do everything
yeah.
with the channels. In that case.
Maybe the wheel will be a good advantage of our competitors. Because otherwise it's pretty standard about the fact that it's very simple. So maybe this works to have more expense on that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the market research will tell us about that.
Okay. So we can move to the... Is there any question for designer of user interface? Or we can move to the next part, maybe, and discuss afterwards. Okay.
Can you go?
Yeah.
So, now the recent investigation we have done of the remote control, so the most important aspect for remote controls is to be fancy look and feel, and not current functional look and feel. And the second aspect is that the remote control should be technological innovative.
Okay.
And the third most important aspect is that the remote control should be easy to use. So there are things we have speak about before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you can go.
Yeah.
After. And there is a fashion watchers in Paris and Milan that have detected the following trends. Fruit and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothes, shoes, and furniture. So maybe if our remote control has to be fruit form or vegetable form, something
okay.
like that. Or
suppose maple.
And the material is expected to be spongy. Oh, I don't know which material can be spongy,
yeah.
And if you.
This is good.
Well, I think we can certainly just put the electronics in a spongy thing. It would work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is good also. To have a sponge.
You can throw it to the television.
Yeah, because
it's
rubbish.
It's rubbish, yeah.
Hey, that's a cool one. We could say that when you throw it, you have a sensor, and you throw it, and it hits the television, and it turns it off. When it detects a shock.
Yeah.
I know that they do that for alarm clock.
Yeah?
And
this, you can say that. Before, yes. And you know here, the more important aspect is the fancy look and feel.
Yeah.
After is the technological innovative,
yeah.
And after the easy to
yeah.
use.
I think it's innovative to use the wheel, because I
yeah.
think
yeah,
no one
that's
else
why
has.
Yeah,
has
that's
it.
Why I think we have to keep that, if it's possible.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think it makes it both easy and both innovative, so
mm.
I think it's a good aspect.
So how do we make it look cool, is the question.
Cool. Fancy?
Yeah.
We have to make it look like a fruit or vegetable.
Yeah.
Maybe
a,
a color that remembers some fruit.
things like that.
Well, the obvious thing is a banana, I guess.
Maybe.
I
yeah.
thought about a pea, for example. You know, a pea is like that, and it's easy to
right.
to have in.
And it's ergonomic as well.
Yeah.
The banana is also ergonomic.
Yeah. Maybe pea or something like that.
Oh, a fruit like that.
Yes. We can discuss that. Is there anything you want to add?
Is there any fruit that is spongy?
I don't think so. I think we can have like yeah, a pear is good, fit well, or banana as you told.
Yeah.
Or maybe look and feel. What about a piece of ice with blue LED inside?
But that's
you can make it.
The train.
Yeah.
The train is spongy and vegetable
yeah.
fruits.
It's not hard metal, plastic.
I think the spongy is good because it will be robust as well.
Yeah.
So I think we can keep the wheel because it's easy, it's innovative, even if the cost is a bit higher. And we also have to find a. So a fruit like pear or banana with any other idea you have? What kind of fruit would you like to control your TV with?
Banana, I think it's a nice idea.
Banana is also
because
yellow, so you can't lose your remote control
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
You don't use the banana.
So
the banana
yeah.
is curving like that, but when the banana is curving like that,
yeah,
with the wheel on the top,
yeah,
to control, and here you have
but
the
you have
push button to.
Yeah, so you can just have this curve, yeah, and you move your hand here to press the buttons, and then you move the on the other side.
Yeah.
So you can have it on two sides, and it will be cool, no?
Yeah, I think it's a good design and it's innovative as well. Then maybe we can keep the banana, and it will be very easy to find.
You can put also a vibrator inside.
What is a banana? Basically, if you start with fancy fruits.
Aha! You can also take into account the fact that the banana fits with the color scheme of our company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a good point.
I hope this idiots at management die, but anyway. Are we recording this meeting?
I think so. So we have to take some decision on those aspects. So, for components. So we have to think about those aspects. Sorry.
So we will just use a standard battery.
Yeah.
And the chip, chip on print, we know exactly which one we're going to use. What do you mean by case?
I think it's the box that should be spongy, banana's shape.
I mean, for me, if we use a spongy banana case, it doesn't matter. I just want to have something to print to fix my components into that box.
That can be inside in a structure.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is that the buttons and the wheel have to be. I mean, if it's spongy, then the buttons and the wheel have to. I mean, if it's spongy, then it's going to move, right? So it's going to be bent a lot. So if we try
but
to push
no,
the
I
buttons,
think
it you think it's
no,
possible?
The button would be. In fact, it should be something odd shaped with
yeah.
a spongy cover.
Okay.
Yeah. This is.
Yeah.
Okay, odd shape with spongy cover. And standard battery, okay. Chip on print, there's no specific problem. So we agree to put the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Wheel on the top, button. What do you want in buttons?
Well, usually hold. Okay, we want it to be good also for the left hand users, right?
Yeah.
It has to be symmetrical.
Yeah, but okay. So let's say that it has to be, basically you can only take two sides. One on this side where there's a thumb, and the other side where there's a, yeah, also the thumb.
Yeah.
Basically. Or you could use this one, but I don't know if it's very comfortable to use this one for the wheel.
Is more comfortable.
This for the wheel and then this for the buttons.
Yeah.
So to have it on
okay
two sides.
For both right and left.
Mm-hmm. So with the left, you have the.
I think you can turn it this way also.
Wheel buttons. Yeah, the problem is if you have buttons and wheel, then when you turn it around, the buttons are on the other side. So you cannot see them.
Well,
you
will get used to it. And more
so the buttons have to be here and the wheel has to be...
The buttons are lighted, so you immediately identify the right side. Because you have light on buttons.
Yeah, I know, but if you hold your right hand and the wheel is here and the buttons are here, then when you turn it around, the buttons will be on the other side.
No, I think you will use it only on the right or left hand, whether you're righty or lefty. I think for a lefty it's okay. I can do this movement, and for a righty as well. I think this doesn't change that much.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
So, for interface we said so that we have this banana shape with button on the side. And a wheel on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the color is yellow. I think it's we define everything according to what the decision we should take. Yeah. So maybe we can work on the aspect until next meeting. So have the final look and feel design according to the decision, and have the user interface design, and then evaluate the product. That is to say, check if it fits the requirement given by the users. But according to your presentation, it seems to be okay. It seems to be fancy, innovative, and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So to prepare the prototype, I would suggest that the industrial designer and the user interface designer work together. That would be better, I think. And so, you will receive further instruction by email, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, master.
Do you need to add anything?
No.
You feel okay?
Yeah.
You feel free to express what you want to say?
Yeah.
You don't feel too constrained?
No.
You don't feel free to answer this.
Maybe you can make no. Okay.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
See you. I think we can leave the roof for the tracking group.